Now, if you are maybe heading out to the shops this morning, or if you're planning tonight's dinner in your head, a report on meat and dairy consumption in the Lancet Medical Journal today might give you, pardon the pun, some food for thought. The research conducted by 20 influential food scientists recommends that meat intake should be limited to the equivalent of half a meatball, a single cocktail sausage, or 1.5 chicken nuggets per day, and dairy consumption should be limited to one daily glass of milk, and less than that if you already use butter or cheese. And then to make up the required daily intake of calories, the advice would be to eat beans, soy and nuts 18 times a day. The scientists say this shift in eating patterns is needed to protect the planet and reduce global obesity. On the line are Pat McCormack, National President of the Irish Creamery Milk Suppliers Association, and Dr. Cara Augustenberg, Environmental Fellow at University College Dublin. Can I come to you, Cara, first of all? You've read the headlines of this. What do you make of it?
Well, it's an excellent study. I mean, they're trying to answer the question, how do we feed 10 million people in 2050 with the available land that we have, and how do we feed them a healthy diet? So they recommended a drastic reduction in meat and in dairy, but they also recommended a drastic reduction in things like sugar and a move toward a more plant-based diet.
And how realistic or how necessary, maybe should be the first question, is this transformation? And it would be amount to a massive transformation.
It's a massive transformation, particularly for those of us in Ireland, because the Irish actually consume twice the global average of meat. So we have even more radical reductions to make than places like India or Ethiopia, where obviously they consume less meat. But it's necessary because obviously our global population is rapidly increasing. Our available agricultural land area is declining because of things like sea level rise and development and climate change. So the challenge of how to feed the world's population is definitely a real and quite scary challenge.
I dare say, Pat McCormack, President of the ICMSA, this does not represent music to your ears.
Well, look, I think, Sean, the first thing that needs to be clarified there is that it may need a 90% reduction. You know, that in itself, using that word, leaves doubt. Obviously, if you look at the 20... If you look, first of all, I suppose our expectation right around the globe for life expectancy has never been as long, and that includes Ireland, where we're expected to live significantly longer than the generations gone by, and that's as a result of the diet that we are on today and that has stood good for us. If you look at the 2017 Lancet report, they recommend that strongly that low-fat diets are extremely harmful for your health. They raise the risk of early adult death by almost 25%, and that of the 135,000 that were surveyed, those that were eating butter, cheese and meat would live significantly longer. So that's a direct contradiction. Obviously, you know, I suppose the environment and climate change has become a huge issue, and they seem to have, you know, attached themselves to that campaign. We have to remember, I suppose, that agriculture, you know, if you take it at a European context, Ireland obviously has, it's our indigenous industry. It's really the main industry once you move outside the cities. But if you look at it from a European perspective, just over 10%, 10.1% of the gas emissions come from agriculture for a European perspective. So that is very, very small in the overall context. And farmers, to be fair to them, are endorsing new technologies, whether it's low emission slurry spreading or wind energy and that, to minimise our input. And it's also fair to say, Sean, that we are the most efficient globally for dairy production from an environmental impact point of view, and the fifth most efficient from a beef perspective. So, you know, if we're to be serious about our environmental impact, we need to be looking at veto on the Mercosur deal, maybe, where beef would be brought in from significantly less efficient environmentally produced, as well as other standards.
Right.
Indeed.
Dr. Cara Augustenberg, could it be that we in Ireland really don't need to pay an awful lot of attention to this report based on what we've just been hearing from Pat McCormack, because we are, if you like, least polluting or at least we're a lot less so than other countries which produce beef particularly?
Well, actually, I mean, we're the third highest emissions producer per capita in the EU, so, and the eighth highest in the world. So on an individual basis, while we have a low population relative to other countries on a per capita basis, we are very, very high polluters. And the issue is that Ireland is not doing its fair share to address climate change. So we've already seen the impacts of what happens in a world that's 1 degree warmer than pre-industrial times. We've already experienced water crisis and drought this last summer, and that's in line with what we can expect to see as the world warms to what we expect is around 4 degrees Celsius by the end of the century. So if we want the world to address climate change, then we need to do our fair share too, and that means reducing our carbon footprints on an individual basis also.
And what about Pat's observations about how this study runs counter to what was produced in a previous Lancet study just as recently as 2017?
Pat has mentioned that our lifespan is increasing. That data is largely because our infant mortality has improved, or we should say reduced, and that's what's increasing our lifespan. But what we have also seen is that illness later in life, prolonged illness, is increasing. Things like diabetes related to poor diets. I mean, we know we're eating too much sugar. We know that too much meat and too much processed meat in particular is bad for us. So I think it would be naive to say that we don't need to change our diets when, in fact, we're on track to become the heaviest nation in Europe.
And Sean,
there's one critical point I'd like to make there, because Cara said that we were the third highest per capita as regards emissions. You must bear in mind that we are 90% exporting nation, that we are in a position from an environmentally friendly point of view to feed a significant proportion of the globe. And, you know, our exports at running at anywhere around 10, 12 billion euros per annum would verify that fear.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate that we're producing 10 to 20% of the world's infant formula. So a large part of what we're producing is going into getting Chinese mothers to stop breastfeeding their babies, which is really, when you look at the challenge we have in feeding the world in 2050, certainly producing infant formula is not part of that solution.
Look, I suppose, to be fair, not every mother is in a position to be able to feed their own child. And the Irish dairy produce has a unique reputation out there for reliability and environmentally friendly produced with the grass-based image.
Absolutely, but the fact is we pay a lot of money, taxpayers' money, to try and get our own mothers to support them in breastfeeding more, while at the same time taking taxpayers' money to try and get Chinese mothers to breastfeed less, and there's a huge contradiction in that.
Coming back to this morning's report, Pat McCormack, it doesn't come in isolation, though. I mean, we've seen some interesting strands from very high-profile opinion formers, if I can describe a former president, Mary Robinson, and indeed the current Taoiseach in such terms. She was on the programme there a few months ago urging people to take a cut in their meat consumption, saying she was doing her best to cut. The only thing she was prepared to eat now by way of meat was West of Ireland lamb. The Taoiseach saying a couple of days ago in his own interest, or in his own desire to reduce his carbon footprint and for health reasons, he's reducing his red meat intake. This is the way to go, it seems.
The Taoiseach also said that he had a steak the night before he came to the Dáil there, and maybe that was to energise himself for the battle that he knew was going to be on his hands. You know, it's fair to say that the aviation industry is a significant contributor. Now, I've seen neither of those politicians, and in fact, to the contrary, that there's going to be a significant amount of politicians heading around the globe for St. Patrick's Day parades. So, you know, maybe they could look at
and they'll probably
their,
have a lot of people from the
life,
Irish. They'll have
maybe.
People from the Irish Dairy Board in tow, flogging the produce that you and other ICMSA members want to produce.
Well, you know, I mean, in fairness to our economy, Sean, and you must look at our economy. Outside of the cities, it is backboned by agriculture. 115 or 20,000 livestock farmers out there, be it dairy and beef, and those individuals producing product to the highest specification in the globe, and in particular from a dairy perspective, the most environmentally friendly. And our Taoiseach, you know, to come out with those comments was slightly careless.
But what about the idea, Dr. Cara Augustenberg, of the government's strategy seems to be continuing to press for increased intensification in dairy and meat farming? I mean, you did mention the increase, I think, in dairy cattle that are on their lands that have been reared and produced in this country. It's rising, what is it, about 100,000 animals per year here over the last 4 years?
Yes, in the last 4 years, we've had 400,000 additional cows added.
We're at the same figures as we were at 20 years ago, Sean.
Sure. I mean, the problem is, and I completely sympathize with farmers, because at the end of the day, we all need to eat, and farmers are running a business and trying to make profit, and they're given the instructions from our government that the way to continue to do that is to intensify beef and dairy, and that is completely out of line with the need to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and achieve our EU targets. So, but farmers need to earn a living, and what I would like the government to do, and particularly Leo Varadkar, is to encourage farmers to diversify out of beef and dairy, to look for other types of income. I mean, both the IFA and the environmental NGOs have been calling for a long time to allow farmers to feed solar energy back to the grid and make money in the renewable energy transition. But the government isn't supporting any of that right now. And so that's the problem, is that farmers are getting a message to continue to intensify beef and dairy, and that doesn't line up with the need to address our climate obligations.
Pat McCormack?
Look, as she mentioned, another farm organisation, it was part of our pre-budget submission that solar energy would be utilised. There's a lot of infrastructure out there with farm families, and that it could support farm families to be economically sustainable on the land, and ultimately to have a sustainable rural environment and a rural economy and a rural infrastructure, because we've seen that depleted over the last number of decades as a result of successive governments. And it's also fair to say, you know, that there was aspirations put ahead of farmers, be it Foodwise 2020 and Food Harvest 2025. And the agricultural community are on target to deliver those aspirations. And those aspirations were met at a time when our now tarnished was Minister for Agriculture.
And finally, Cara, are you taking a leaf from the Taoiseach and Mary Robinson's book and reducing your own intake of meat?
I mean, we all contribute to climate change through all of our activities, and I would be quite aware of where my carbon footprint comes from and trying to reduce my carbon footprint in all elements of my life. So for me, a large part of my footprint comes from flying. Obviously, I grew up in the United States, and so I like to go back and see my family occasionally, and I'm trying to reduce the amount of trips I make. I'm trying to insulate my home. I've switched to an electric car, and I'm constantly adjusting my diet to try to reduce my meat and dairy intake and move toward a more vegan diet too. But I think we chip away at all elements of our lifestyle and don't just look at one in particular, because we need to address all of them.
Okay, my thanks to you both, Dr. Cara Augustenberg, Environmental Research Fellow at UCD, and also thanks to Pat McCormack, President of the ICMSA. And we leave the last word on this to Michael, who's been tweeting, saying, my grandmother died last year, aged 105. She never saw quinoa or a chickpea in her life. She ate hairy bacon and spuds.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.